It's good to see everyone here this evening. I hope that the things I have to say tonight will be strictly in accordance to God's word and his will. Many people will tell us that once you're saved, you can never fall from the grace of God. Looking at God's word, we can find that we must continue to follow God's will in order to continue to stay right with him. I want to look at an overall picture of what we need to do in order to reach that goal. The Bible uses the term walking in the light, or some variation, in several places to describe the way we should continue to follow God, even after we have been saved. We must not only get to Christ and be baptized to cleanse us from our sins, but we must also continue to follow him. 1 John chapters 1 and 2 include this idea and portray three indicators to tell us whether we are continuing to avoid darkness, which is sin, and staying in the light. 1 John 1, verse 5, we'll read through chapter 2, verse 11, and then we'll skip down and read verses 24 through 29 of chapter 2. 1 John 1, verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." And then skipping down to verse 24. "Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him." The writer of 1 John tells us that there are three indicators of our continuance in the light. We can know that if we are being obedient to God, being faithful to God, and giving him our love, that we are following the pathway of light. First, we must understand where the light comes from, then we can come to the light. Once we reach the light, we can begin to follow the lighted pathway. By following this path, we will be following the path God wishes us to follow. In order to be able to come to the light, or begin to walk in the light, we must understand what the light really is. In order to come to Christ and begin our walk on that pathway of light, we must eagerly attain the light that he shows us. In Luke chapter 1, Zacharias makes a prophecy about his son, John. As he talks, he portrays John making the way for our Lord who was to come after. He also says that same Lord would give light to those who sit in darkness. The Lord he mentions would bring help to those who are caught in sin and guide their feet on the path of light. Luke 1, verse 79. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the pathway of peace, into the way of peace. Zechariah says that one from the seed of David would come and bring light to the world. His son, John, would pave the way for this man. The light that was brought would be such that it would brighten the lives of those who were caught in darkness and in the shadow of death, meaning those who were caught in sin and spiritual destruction. The only way those who are caught in sin can overcome sin is by overcoming it with the light of God's word. In John chapter 1, the writer speaks of the word which has been from the beginning but has now come to earth. In verses 4 and 5, he explains why this word, which is Christ, came to earth. By his coming, he was bringing life and light to men. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. In Jesus was life and light to men, but he came into a world full of darkness. Darkness didn't comprehend or eagerly attain the light he brought. When Jesus came to this earth, many didn't understand his message. We must strive to comprehend his message and not be caught in the darkness away from God. The light that Jesus brought is righteousness, and we must become righteous in his sight in order to walk in the light. Once we understand that the light is righteousness in the eyes of God, we can begin to make our way toward that righteousness. Jesus told his disciples that he was the light of the world, and that he would give us a yoke that was easier to bear than the yoke of sin. We must also do the things that would be done in front of everyone, not that would be done at night and in secret. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 8 that he was the light of the world, and those who followed him would have the light of life. Although some are in the darkness because of sins, they can find light by following Jesus. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When we follow Jesus, we gain light that will give life. We will not walk in darkness because we'll be following the footsteps of Jesus. The darkness is sin. Where Jesus walks is light because his ways are perfect and free from sin. When we are following Jesus, we walk in that light-filled pathway. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus compares this coming to the light as a new burden to take on. He begins by saying that all those who are heavy burdened should come to him for rest. The burden of sin is great upon us, and we can only remove it if we take up a new load. The new load is one Christ has fashioned and is easier to carry. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus told these disciples that all those who are heavily laden by sin will get rest from their burden if they will come to him. All they must do is come and take his easy yoke. In this time, when Jesus was on the earth, animals were the main mode of transportation. Sometimes a master would load an animal too much, and it would be difficult for the animal to keep going. Jesus is saying that he will never overburden us. We must surrender ourselves to his guidance, and he will never allow us to be overburdened. In Romans 13, verses 12 through 14, the writer tells those at Rome that the night of sin and darkness is soon to come to an end, and the day is coming. We should cast off sin and put on righteousness. He continues by saying that we should always walk honestly as if we were in the day, never turning to do those things in secret or at night. We must always serve the Lord Jesus and not allow fleshly desires to come over us. Romans 13, verses 12 through 14. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. We need to put away those things that are wrong in the eyes of Christ. Only by striving to put away those things and turning to the light can we join Jesus. We must strive to refrain from allowing the flesh to get in our way. The lust of the heart must be refused in order to continue following Christ. Now that we know that we should comprehend the light and come to the light, we need to understand how to continue in the light. The Bible uses the term walking in the light to describe this continuance. There are three indicators that we are staying on that lighted pathway. Obedience, love, and faithfulness to Christ will keep us on the path that He wishes us to follow. One sign that we are continuing to walk in the light is to obey the commands of Christ and follow His will. This idea is portrayed in 1 John 1 and verse 7, which we read at the beginning. 1 John 1 verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Only by continuing to walk in the light as He is in the light, only by continuing to walk in the light will the blood of Christ cover us from our sins. If a person comes to the light and then stops obeying the words of the Bible, they have only fallen into a worse predicament than they had been in before they were saved, as 2 Peter 2 verse 20 tells us. Paul wrote to the Philippian brethren that they should do everything without complaining about their task or place. When we do this, we will become blameless and harmless, the sons of God. We also gain the position as lights to the world. Our obedience to Christ's bidding will send forth the word of life. Philippians 2, verses 14 through 16. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. By obeying God's words, without murmuring or disputing, we will be able to show forth good light to the world. By this, we also walk in the pathway of light and follow God's will. God wants us to follow Him because He doesn't want any of us to perish, as 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 says. By obeying Him, we will make sure that we do not perish. Paul wrote to the Ephesians that it is only right that we serve God because He made us. God can control everything we do, but instead He gives us the choice to serve Him or to serve sin. God prepared commandments that we should follow that are pleasing in His sight, and as His creation, we should walk in them. Ephesians 2, verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." God has given us commandments to follow. We, as His creation, should follow the commandments. God created us to give praise and glory to Him. If we don't walk in the path of light by obeying Him, we are not fulfilling our purpose. Faithfulness is also an indicator that we are continuing on the lighted pathway. Going back to our original reading, 1 John 2 and verse 24 says, "Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father." If we continue to follow the things that we have learned since we were baptized, we will continue in God's grace. If we are faithful to God, we will continue to be obedient to Him and will not turn to another way. Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus that they had been in darkness, but they were now in light of the Lord. Since they are now in that light, They should stay faithful to God and not have any dealings in the unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 13. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are approved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. In this passage, Paul reminds these people that they had once been in that darkness, but were now come into the light. Because they had gotten to that position, they need to stay faithful to the things they have been taught and not to turn back to the things of sin. Instead, they needed to show what was wrong by shining the light of God's word on the problem. Another indicator that we are continuing to walk in the light is by love. 1 John 2, verse 5 says that whoever keeps God's word has the love of God perfected in them. 1 John 2, verse 5, But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Love motivates us toward both of the things we just talked about. If we love God, we will do what he asks. And we will do whatever we can to please him. This involves both obedience and faithfulness. People can be obedient to God and faithful to God without loving him. But if they truly love him, they will be obedient and faithful to him regardless of the cost. In John chapter 3, the writer tells us that many love darkness instead of the light, even though the light had come into the world. Because they were evil, they didn't want to come to the light, because they didn't want the wrongdoings to be exposed. Those who do the right things already and come to the light will have their deeds shown to be true. John 3, verses 19 through 21. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. When Jesus brought the light to the world, many did not want to follow him because they didn't want to accept that they were wrong. Those who do evil know that they are exposed to the light, by the light. Because of this, they want to hide from it instead of listening to it. Those who follow God's will know that the light shows what they are doing is right. In verses 2 through 4, in 1 John 5, the writer tells us that the love of God is to keep his commandments. When we love God, we will keep his commandments, and this goes back to the idea that we must be obedient to God. 1 John 5, verses 2 through 4, By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. When we love God, we love our brethren. With this love, our obedience to him, and our faith in him, we can overcome the world because we are well founded on the pathway of light. We have looked at the ideas of understanding what the light is and accepting that light. We have also looked at how we must continue walking in the light both by obedience, faithfulness, and love. By these things we can follow Christ and serve God in a way that his creation should. Matthew chapter 24 says that there will be much iniquity in the world, and that there will be many that will fall away. Those who endure to the end, following that pathway of light, will be saved. Matthew 24, verses 12 through 13, And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. There will always be sin in the world. Because of this sin, many will turn away and cease to follow the way that God prescribes. We must continue to follow the pathway of light and never turn from it, so that we will be able to be saved in the end. Have you been baptized? If you have not, we would love to assist you to be baptized if you wish to do that this evening. If you have been baptized, have you continued to follow this path? If you have not and you need the prayers of the church, please come forward, have a seat on the front pew as we stand and sing.